This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I forgot to ask who's in the room, but we'll figure it out as we go around the room.
Oh,
the virtual room. I heard the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I know Victoria Keeland is there from the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Do we have any other attendees?
Just three of us.
The three of us. Okay, that's good. All right, so let's get down to business here. Our business. I look forward to this every week for lots of different reasons. Our time together, talk radio review. We all are professionals. We all have a good time. We all respect each other's point of view. Don't always agree. That's what makes for good conversation. So I'm going to actually, without interruption, go through the lists. The stories from Talkers Magazine that made it this week, week of October 8th to the 12th, and then the people. Before
I get to the list, he doesn't make it.
Please.
I got a dollar.
There's a shiny object.
Exactly. Up somewhere else.
Now, Rich, let's take some over-unders. What number do you think he gets to? Well, I would say he gets to number six.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
number
derails.
Six. And then all of a sudden something just is like, oh, look at that.
Yep.
Kanye West is number six, so I don't know. I'm going to be derailed on that one.
That's a really shiny penny.
See, McFadden and I have been together, is it, what is it, 23, 24, how many years? 20 more than that, maybe even. I can't remember.
97,
so 21 years. Okay, so by the way, for those of you, this is the first shiny penny before I even get to the list. Doug Steffen, proudly but without much fanfare, this week began the 31st year of doing syndicated morning talk radio. It was the 30th anniversary starting on October the 8th, 1988. The Good Day program began, and from that point, without stopping, except for a couple of weeks off along the way in the last few years, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, actually for the first 12 or 13 years, I think it was Monday through Saturday. Actually, more than that. Maybe even the first 20.
We did Sundays years. For a couple of years. We
did Sundays as well, yep.
The British That's, show with James
Yep.
So
yeah,
look,
yeah.
We're already off track.
We haven't even started yet.
Done.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the list. Number 10, sports talk radio, the usual stuff that has to do this week with the focus on the attendance and people watching sports activities on TV. We'll talk more about that. Number 9, Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Political people didn't like it, or at least some didn't. Excuse me. Whoops.
Who's got the Heimlich? Little Heimlich.
Yeah, they may need that.
See,
yeah.
Look, there's our shiny penny at number 9, the Heimlich.
No, number 8, the Clinton speaking tour. Mr. and Mrs. going out on the road together. I'll be the first person in the audience to ask a question. Number 7, U.S.-China trade war. Number 6, Kanye West goes to visit the president. Number 5, Nikki Haley stepping down at the U.N. Number 4, the aftermath of the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh. Number 3, the stock sell-off this week. Number 2, the U.N. climate change report. And number 1, Hurricane Michael. All right, I made it.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
Other than the fact that I can, hold on just a second, I have to have a sip of my life change tea. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Well, I mean, let's congratulate Drew Brees at number 10 with the sports stuff. An amazing feat. The guy is an elite quarterback, will go down as one of the best. Really, the first several years of his career, there was not a whole lot there. And then Katrina happens, and he comes in as, like, the superhero for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And ever since then, the guy has been on fire. And the only thing that I'm upset about is that they took him out of the last drive of the game the other night against my Redskins so that they wouldn't run up the points, and I lost my fantasy football game by 3 points. Forget that.
Because you needed the Saints to win.
Run up the score on my Redskins. Drew, take one more touchdown. Get me my fantasy win.
Uh-oh.
Wow. But that's good sportsmanship, actually. That
it
was.
Is, yeah.
You know what I thought would have been cool? Right. The Redskins were done anyway. They lost by 20-some points, right, 30 points. Why not just have the defense just stand on the sidelines and give Drew that five that 500th touchdown?
Why not? Why don't you just let the shut the game down and everybody go home early?
Nah, I mean, you got to sell the beers, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the people list. Richie just suggested and is accurate. At number 10, Drew Brees is the aforementioned star of the
game.
Did
you hear what he's told his kids, Doug? After he,
no.
They stopped the game when he did the yards for the completion, for the yards that he needed to be the all-time leader of yards completed in as a quarterback.
Of any quarterback,
ever.
Of the NFL, yeah.
So they stopped the game. They get the rep from the NFL Hall of Fame comes out, white gloves, takes the football from him, says, we'll take care of this forever, hands him a certificate stating it, and he walks over to his family and his kids, and he looks down at his boys, and he says, see, boys, you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Aw, such a sweet
that is
person,
true.
Too, and that's one of the other reasons why New Orleans has just fallen in love with Drew Brees, and it's for great reasons. He's done so much for the community, and
good for him.
A good guy, yeah.
Number 9 on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, Taylor Swift. Number 8, Nikki Haley. Brett Kavanaugh is 7. Kanye West is 6. Melania Trump is 5. Eric Holder is 4. Bill and Hillary are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. Why?
Because of the Kavanaugh. The Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a win for him.
Whenever I see his name, it's kind of like fossilized. Donald Trump is 1. No big deal there. No big deal in the sense that he's pretty much, by virtue of his personality, pretty much is 1 all the time. And so, anyway, that's that situation. I thought with Trump, I make this one comment, and then we're going to pause for a moment and then dig into some of this stuff. There is a bit of controversy over this missing. Is this guy Khashoggi a journalist? He works for the Washington Post. Is he a real journalist or is he one of these pop guys?
He was a contributor for the Washington Post. Always bashed on the guy that's high up in the government of Saudi Arabia. They made up some excuse to invite him there to come to the
and then
consulate.
They popped him off.
And he shows up there and hasn't been seen since. They have video of him walking into the consulate, but never leaving. Turkey says, because the guy's Turkish, Turkey says they've killed him and we've got proof.
Right.
And Saudi Arabia says, we didn't kill him, but they're not saying what happened.
We didn't kill him. That doesn't mean somebody else didn't kill him, that they hired to kill him.
Sounds like an episode of 24. Where's Jack Bauer?
Yep, exactly. Or the new Jack Ryan show, Richie.
Yep. Where's Jack Ryan?
One of those. Although they are going to bring 24 back. Looks like Jack Bauer may be in it, but Chloe won't, which is another shiny penny for another day.
Blast.
Okay. So we're going to get to our comments on some of these stories. I want to get Victoria's take on Taylor Swift and her speech, and I'm sure Richie will have a point of view on that as well in a matter of moments. First, though, let me help you live better. Some people are living with a very unhappy gut. As a matter of fact, some folks live with it for years before they do anything about it. It's microbial imbalance. And the treatable cause, well, there are a lot of different things going on in your gut. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, that kind of stuff. Women have it more often than men do. So listen up. Here's the recommendation from folks from far and wide. This company that's been actually making teas for a number of years. The newest one is Life Change Tea. And it will, and it does. I drink it. Victoria drinks it. If you have an unhealthy colon, your desire should be to make it healthy again. Because most all disease, most all discomfort is directly related to an unclean stomach, colon. The elimination system is plugged up. So, if you want to think of your colon as the waste management station and you want to clean it out, get rid of that stuff so the cells and tissues in your body can be healthy, detoxify with Life Change Tea. It's very easy. Cleanses your body. All the intruders will be gone. This is an organic, all-natural life change tea is grown. The teas are all grown in America, blended in America, and you can get it very easily. And the only way, in fact, you get it is to go online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free without cost. Get ready for more energy. Get ready for a cleaner, healthier body. Get ready to feel really good. Drink a cup every day. Remember, you can't get it in stores. You got to go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. The Top Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, it nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to getthetea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.
Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. So I want your take, please, Victoria, on the AMAs, Taylor Swift, how well she did, about the speech that brought her into the political world.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Taylor Swift has been a pop star since she was 14 years old when she got her first record deal. So she's been around for over 10 years now, and she's never been political. She has never made a political statement. She has stayed completely apolitical, so much so that a lot of her fans have, on the liberal side, especially females, have been kind of disappointed that she hasn't used her platform to, you know, to talk about issues, especially related to women. And she did that this week, and she got a lot of praise from the left, a lot of women especially. She endorsed two of the Democratic candidates in Tennessee. She explained why. She had a very, you know, lucid argument for it. And like so many other people, she stated her opinion, and that was it. Now, on the, you know, President Trump commented he likes her 25% less now, and which is like, come on, that's such a joke. He couldn't name a Taylor Swift song if he had to anyway. So, like, that was kind of like, okay. He needs to comment on everything. And, you know, and then there was the sort of like the threats from, you know, from the right. Oh, there's going to be a huge backlash. And there wasn't one. And turns out that she encouraged everyone to vote. She put links up to get everyone to register.
Signed up, right? Didn't and, like, a lot of people register?
It was a huge amount of people. Now, I don't know if that was directly related to Taylor Swift. I don't think anyone will ever know that. However, at the AMAs, she won four major awards. She didn't say anything political at all until the very end. And all she said was register to vote. So I don't really
Here's
get
the reality.
I
She's
don't
no
get,
longer
like,
a country star. She's not in danger of losing any fans. She's a pop star
all.
Now. And
yeah.
So it doesn't
If anything,
matter.
She's gained more fans because of this.
There you go.
Right.
All right. There's the story. Thank you for the roundup on Taylor Swift. We get to number eight, the Clintons go on tour. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find him at talkers.com. Lots of information about your favorite programs, favorite stations, what's going on in the business, the industry, plus Talkers Radio. Talkers Television is there. There is always the list of the stories and the people every week posted at talkers.com. Thus, the fodder for our conversations here. The number one and number two item, the hurricane, Mr. Michael, and the focus, because the UN has made it their business to try to alert the world as to what's going on with the climate, global warming situation, whatever it is. And so the two of them tied together make for interesting conversation, Michael.
No doubt about it. And you said before this was an unusual hurricane. It really, there was no warning. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know,
usually we have about a week.
It's fascinating. What I did this week was look on, for the first time when I was on the air, I brought up the satellite imagery sort of in a colorful way of the Atlantic and the Pacific to look at the storms. There are four storms that are brewing out there right now of varying degrees. And to look at them where they are, and then, you know, they kind of plod along. And to compare them to Michael, that's kind of why I did it. And the face that storm, interestingly enough, started off the coast of Africa, traveled all the way across the Atlantic, through the Caribbean, up into the areas of Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas, off the coast. Then it's now on the North Atlantic, and it's headed back and will hit the coast of Europe tomorrow night. It's fascinating watch.
It travels a strange course.
Yeah,
and its winds were fierce. It was more like a tornado. But the thing, you know, the relief of tornadoes is as bad as they are, because they're the worst winds. The worst destructive force are tornadoes, but they're narrow. This was like a line of tornadoes all across, like, you know, marching along, and just a whole basic town or city has been leveled. Mexico Beach, Florida is gone.
Gone.
And they have no
just a pad now. It's just an empty pad.
You know, yep. and there's no way to really know how many people have been killed. That's going to take time to count. It's a terrible thing. But it also, I'm not a meteorologist, but the UN climate change report, you know, a lot of people have politicized the UN, and, you know, oh, the UN, it's only a political ploy. But there's a lot to this climate change. And I think people should look at it objectively without the politics, mm-hmm. because there is tremendous evidence indicating that the Earth is going through a change. Whether man is causing it, you know, we can argue that forever, but it's likely because humans do affect the physiology of the Earth.
I agree on this completely. It's an absolute. It's like a no-brainer almost to figure it out, don't you think?
Well, if you know anything about science, it's pretty evident.
Yeah.
You know, once you slide down this slope in talk radio or anywhere else where there's politics, it's just met with total resistance or, you know, completely mindlessness on the other side. That's definitely the cause. It may not be, but the fact is there's evidence to indicate we have some control over this.
And we're flubbing it. The suggestion of the report is we're blowing it.
We're blowing it. We got to clean up our act.
Yeah.
Pollution is
fossil
a problem. Fuels. It comes down to pollution.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fossil fuel thing, and there are other alternatives. Maybe we'll spend a little bit more time on this as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. For residents of Panama City Beach, Florida, that was hit hard by Hurricane Michael this week.
You gotta bite your tongue and your lip and everything and just carry on.
But it's a week that thousands would like to forget after causing millions of dollars in damage across several states in the eastern U.S. Utility crews from across the country will work through the weekend to restore power to hundreds of thousands across the southeast in Michael's aftermath. Allison Kaufman is with Dominion Energy in Virginia.
Didn't discriminate. It impacted a lot of our service territory in Virginia, and our central and eastern Virginia service territories the most.
Tropical Storm Michael caused massive tree damage in North Carolina and Virginia, and it could be the middle of next week before all of the utility lines are repaired. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time of this is special, and we appreciate the fact you are spending time with us here on the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com should you want to check it all out. The background for a lot of the stories, what's going on with the people that you like on your favorite talk radio programs and stations, it's all there at talkers.com, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the list this week. Number seven item is the trade war with China. I'm not going to waste any time on that. It's the same old discussion. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. Here's a trip and a half, man. So he accidentally reveals his passwords to the president, and then he drops some F-bombs in the Oval Office. What? It was Obama that called him a jackass, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we now know his iPhone password. He talked about the Superman cape that Trump gave him. What in the world? And look at if you see some of the video, and everybody's taking shots of that when you see his password, but the Oval Office is full of people.
Well, it was quite a spectacle.
Yeah, it's a show.
It was televised. I think it's 20 minutes of coverage or something.
Yeah. And his password is 0000000.
It's Kanye being Kanye.
He even looks like a galoot, doesn't he? Kind of. He just looks like a clown, and comes across just very interesting to see and hear and whatever. He went to the phone, by the way, to show Trump him unlocking his cell phone. He didn't even try to kind of make it clever for whatever the reason. I don't know. So who's he married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
So was she there with him? I thought it was a Kardashian. I couldn't remember the right one.
I don't think she was there.
No.
I think we would have probably seen her. She was there not long ago. She's been working with Jared Kushner and Ivanka on prison reform stuff.
So have they met before, there. Trump and Kanye? What was reason for his going there?
But he went to Trump Tower right after Trump got elected. Kanye went to Trump Tower in New York, and they did like a little press, whatever you want to call it, a photo op out in front of Trump Tower.
Fun and dance.
Yeah.
What is the what's the attraction other than he's a clown?
Well, Trump likes anybody who likes him, so you know that's on his end.
Kanye's
end
is that you know Trump doesn't support all of the things that have kept the black community down, and that he's on the same train as Trump is. So
I got a kick out of looking at one of the tweets. Sarah Silverman says the GOP are hypocrites for telling Taylor Swift to stay out of politics, but giving Kanye West a free ticket.
100%. I agree with her. 100%.
And the left are hypocrites for loving Kanye and supporting him and for years, and now all of a sudden he's Uncle Tom. I mean, there's horrible things said about Kanye.
Yeah, but who is like, if you like Kanye's music, his music has not suffered one bit. There was a rumor that the last time he said something about Trump that he lost his 28 million Twitter followers, he didn't lose anybody.
No. So that's the last time he came out for Trump, he had an album coming out the next month. I totally believe Kanye knows what
he's
doing.
Oh, he's using Trump like, I'm not even going to say it, but yes, he is.
Nice.
But the people on the left, though, you know, if you don't like his support of Trump, that's not going to change. It's the same way people on the right don't like Taylor Swift now because she wanted, you know, she endorsed two Democrats.
Come on, get a life, will you please? It's only politics. Number five, Nikki Haley stepping down as the ambassador to the United Nations. I think she's done a very good job. Didn't know what to expect when she was appointed. She didn't seem to be that much of a Trumpster all along. But she seems to have gotten along very well with him. He seems to have liked her in the job. I think she's been very visible.
Not so much lately, though, but
very active.
You know, in the beginning. And I'm with you. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I didn't really agree with her politics, you know. But I think she's done a very commendable job. I think she represented our country really well. I think she was always poised and very well spoken.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be, I think she's leaving some big shoes to fill.
Well, and the people who are up for, at least one of them anyway, I think the story is not her stepping down. It's who replaces her.
Yeah.
And this the sister of Susan G. Komen, and the one who's been running that foundation and stealing money. I probably shouldn't say stealing because she was legitimately given a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. Has reaped millions over the years since this thing was organized, and the money has not gone. If you are donating,
what's her name? Is it Linda Brinker? Is that her name?
Something like that. Yeah, I find her to be one of the worst examples, and one of the reasons that people are suspicious about many of the 501c3s, many of the not-for-profit organizations. This Susan G. Komen is an absolute ripoff, and people who support her, I get a kick out of it. As a matter of fact, I said something nicely to a stewardess on an American flight because they supported last year during October. Isn't pink? What's this month? October,
yeah, I think so.
Yes, breast cancer awareness.
So when they go up and down the aisle and they ask for donations, I said I would give to some legitimate organization that was helping women who are suffering from breast cancer. And nobody's been any closer to it than I have. My sister had it. My wife died of it. So I know because of what I looked into when I was trying to find ways to support my sister and my ex-wife in their fight. And Susan G. Komen, the foundation itself, was named for a lady who suffered long, and the way her sister has run that thing is just a damned outrage. So, and now she's up for the job to be UN ambassador. Thumbs down, baby, on her for any number of reasons.
Nancy Brinker. I just want to correct that. I said
Nancy
the wrong name.
Brinker?
Nancy Brinker. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Who would be good was a, who is it? Ricky, what's the, now I can't remember her name. I saw somebody who read the, somebody that we don't know that we just kind of, you know, who's good. that you get up there and stop all of the, like having another Brett Kavanaugh thing? Don't the UN ambassadors have to be approved by the Senate? Is that another circus?
They do, and I think that Nancy Brinker has already been confirmed because she was an ambassador to Hungary under George W. So I think she already went through the Senate confirmation. So I think that might be part of the reason. A, she's a woman, and I think it might be part of the reason why she would pretty much sail through a Senate confirmation.
Well, I'm guessing that she will not do the kind of work that Nikki Haley has done.
Nikki Haley did a good job.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
As governor, she's had a tough 8 years.
Well, but the headline was all about her finances. Yeah, so she's had the same financial difficulty a lot of us have. Why are we focusing on that?
I think because she also mentioned that she wanted to get back into the private sector because of that. So I don't think it's a big story. I think it's just a real legitimate reason.
All right, number four. It's something I have nothing to say. I'm tired of the Kavanaugh discussion. Aftermath is more of the same garbage. Anybody have anything to say?
I will say something. I do have something that is kind of, I got a chuckle out of it this week. My new favorite website is brettkavanaugh.com.
Oh, no.
and the reason for it is because someone bought the domain name. Brett Kavanaugh should have owned his own domain name,
but someone bought it.
So the when you go on to brettkavanaugh.com, it's an entire website that's devoted to raising money for victims of sexual assault. So I thought that was kind of that.
Not too smart. That's right, Richie. Yep. That was dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Okay. There are three things left. Two of them are worthwhile. The other one's not worth much time. The stock sell-off we'll get to in a moment. And then an overview of Hurricane Michael, which is the number one issue this week. First, though, I want to spend some time talking about how you get enough organic fruits and vegetables into your body, into your diet every single day so that you can be a healthy person. The food you eat, obviously, it's either good, doesn't contaminate your body, or bad, does contaminate your body. And most of the things that you hear me talking about on the air with my voice sort of endorsement of products usually come from the food sector and come from the organic food sector or from the area where there is really a focus on making you healthier. Your well-being is very important to me. What is it? Dr. Ken says, I can't afford to lose any listeners. Well, that's true. Truer today than ever before. So here we go with Texas Superfood. They've asked me to talk about their 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of perfection. No toxic chemicals. Organic, organic, organic. American Cancer Society says that you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Well, you get 55 with Texas Superfood. You heard me right. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every capsule, every spoonful. If you take the powder, that's great. Take the capsule, whichever. Go to TexasSuperfood.com and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check out the 55 vegetables. There are all kinds of things that they have there that are good for you. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, this is really an awesome company with awesome products. TexasSuperfood.com. See how you can be at your best physically with this great addition to your daily routine. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. On the people list at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, I don't know, there are a couple of surprises here, like Drew Brees, great football player, getting a lot of attention this week. Taylor Swift at number 9, Nikki Haley number 8, Brett Kavanaugh number 7, Kanye West number 6, Melania Trump number 5, Eric Holder number 4, Bill and Hillary number 3, Mitch McConnell number 2, Donald Trump number 1. As sort of an extra, Michelle Obama got a lot of attention this week for her explaining what the relationship is like between she and George Bush. It's really fun and been reported widely, and people love that kind of stuff. So that's in there as well, or ought to be. Michelle Obama, I think she appeared in a couple of talk shows, and that was the outcome. So That's the People List. All of these things put together by the hardworking staff at Talkers Magazine. Find the list every week at talkers.com.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with MyPillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories. First of all, the week is the second week, full week of October the 8th to the 12th. That's where we are focused. The number 10 item on the list, all the focus on what's going on in the NFL. Well, actually, more to the point, lack of important viewership, listenership, and attendance at both football and baseball games. Number 9, everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Number 8, the Clintons going on the speaking tour circuit. Number 7, the China trade war still hasn't been settled or figured out yet. Kanye West going to the White House, number 6. Nikki Haley stepping down at the UN, number 5. The aftermath of the Kavanaugh hearings is 4. Stock market sell-off, number 3. The climate change report, number 2 from the UN. And Hurricane Michael, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get back to the count up, if you will, the stories that have made it big this week, according to Talkers Magazine. The stock sell-off, what a joke. This is such a ruse. These guys, the people from the Fed all come from the big banking houses. All of them. They're all cut out of the same cloth. They come from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase and all of these other outfits whose business is to sell high and buy low. They jack up the interest rates artificially. So now with that comes a sell-off. And they try to figure it so that they are the ones who are going to come out on top. And by the way, when they created, because they did create the depression of 2008, 2009, 2010, some people a little bit still suffering, but most people have come around and back out of it. But the essence of what was created was all by the banks, for the banks, and the banks are still doing it. They still are up to their old tricks. And whether Trump is able to slow it down or not, because he doesn't like to have the economy, especially as you go into an election cycle, these people, they're so selfish and so self-motivated. They sell off the stocks, the big industrial, these big, huge houses that have millions and jillions of portfolios and all this stock. They sell it off, and then they buy it at a cheaper price. They buy it all back again. It's a joke. It's outrageous. And that's what's going on. Anyway, Hurricane Michael, this is something, this story continues. This is not going to go away. A lot of messes, though. Whew, look at that video.
Yeah, it's Mexico terrible Beach to see that. Just, yeah. It's just not there anymore.
Gonzo. Yeah.
I mean, it's a small town, right. But it's just gone.
Well, there are a lot of small towns on the Panhandle, Richie, down there.
Yeah.
And Destin is one of them. That's a neat little town. Wipe them out. And then you go forward. You see all the rain that happened in the Carolinas in the last day or two. And as the weekend ensues, still some rain affecting the Northeast. Not a whole lot. It's pretty much blown out now. But unga bunga. What a mess. All right. Good job, gang. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The most popular technical stories of the week now in our focus. Here as Victoria Keelan runs through the top five, we'll work our way to number one. Starting at number five, the story about people taking selfies. Hello, morons of the world, listen up.
This was kind of a funny but also scary story that came out this week. A new study found that 259 people have died while attempting to take a selfie in the last 6 years. That is just... you really have to scratch your head on that one. So the study found that, and this is not surprising, more than 72% of the deaths were men. So this is a bunch of guys who think it'd be cool
Yahoo!
To take a selfie while doing something really dangerous. Now, drowning was the most common cause of death because of the selfies. And researchers actually are advising the creation of no-selfie zones at high-risk areas, including bodies of water, mountain peaks, which people have fallen off of mountains trying to also take selfies, and tall buildings. Now, I don't know if anyone has fallen off a tall building, but you can imagine that that's another area where dude bros would want to take some selfies and end up
dude
going right,
bros.
Off, right off the side of
what
a building.
What a great expression. Dude bros.
Well, those are the types of guys that would die trying to take a selfie. That's awesome, man. Yeah. So in 2015, a report from Mashable claimed that more people were dying by taking a selfie than from shark attacks. And that was in 2015. So now with this new study, it's way more people are dying by selfie than shark attacks.
Number four is a focus on, I like my alliteration, a focus on FAFSA.
Yes. Like that. Well, right. If you don't know what FAFSA is, it's for college students to apply for federal financial aid. And yep. Now there's a new application that came out on mobile devices this week for the first time. It's called the My Student Aid mobile app. It's from the U.S. Department of Education. It launched earlier this week, the same day that FAFSA submissions opened for the 2019-2020 school year. And so officials say the app was developed to make it easier for millions of students who file a FAFSA every year, especially for those who are low income and might not actually have a computer or internet access at home. So if they have a prepaid cell phone, they can use the app to apply for financial aid. And they can submit their FAFSA until the end of June 2019.
All right, number three on our list of the top five stories. This is something new from T-Mobile, I guess.
Yep, Metro PCS, which is a prepaid cell phone plan company that is probably a pretty familiar name. There's lots of Metro PCS stores in urban areas. Now it's just called Metro. T-Mobile owns it. And they are committing to be the first prepaid mobile carrier to offer next-gen wireless 5G service coming in 2019. Now, the cool thing about this, it will save you a lot of money. You will have to buy a device, though, that can run on a 5G network, but they will be pretty inexpensive, I think, if they're coming from Metro. And the cool thing is, if you're using Metro, you're on the same network that T-Mobile gives their regular paying customers on a monthly billed basis, so it's actually probably the best deal out there, and we'll see more coming from Metro by T-Mobile as 5G rolls out across the country.
All right, number two, here's something of a new app that I think a lot of people will be interested in, Victoria. Let's explain this, please.
This was probably your favorite tech story of the week, right?
I like that. Yes,
Do Not Pay is a website, donotpay.com, but it is now also an iOS app, meaning it is available for iPhones, and it will be rolling out into an Android app later on. It's a free legal chatbot. It offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel in all 50 states, and it essentially allows you to sue anyone by pressing a button. It focuses on suing corporations and navigating a complex bureaucracy that stands between people and their everyday rights. That's the motto of the company. And the chatbot works by asking you a series of basic questions about your situation, who you'd like to sue, what your problem is. You can go after airlines if they have bumped you from a flight and didn't compensate you properly. Data breaches if your information has been hacked. Late package deliveries if you want to go after UPS or FedEx. And bank fees as well. They don't charge a fee, and whatever money you recover, you get to keep 100% of it right now. So that's it. While it's still free, if you've got anybody that you've been wanting to sue, I say get on it.
Get them. All right, top story of the week is a focus on Waze. I love this app, too. Both these two stories are great stories as far as I'm concerned.
Waze is probably the number one go-to app for getting around traffic these days. And so now they've launched Waze Carpool, which is a dedicated app that lets drivers and other riders get together on a similar route. Saves you a ton of money. They have 100 million active monthly users right now. So Waze Carpool is the new app.
There it is, the top five, the list of the top five items from technology this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.